As chairman of the company, Jobs went on stage first to start the shareholders' meeting. He did so with his own form of an invocation. "I'd like to open the meeting," he said, "with a 20-year-old poem by Dylan." That's Bob Dylan. He broke into a little smile, then looked down to read from the second verse of "The Times They Are A-Changin'." His voice was high-pitched as he raced through the 10 lines, ending with, "For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changin'." That song was the anthem that kept the multimillionaire board chairman in touch with his counterculture self-image. He had a bootleg copy of his favorite version, which was from the live concert Dylan performed with Joan Baez on Halloween 1964 at Lincoln Center's Philharmonic Hall. Scully came on stage to report on the company's earnings, and the audience started to become restless as he droned on. Finally, he ended with a personal note. "The most important thing that has happened to me in the last 9 months at Apple has been a chance to develop a friendship with Steve Jobs," he said. "For me, the rapport we have developed means an awful lot." The lights dimmed as Jobs reappeared on stage and launched into a dramatic version of the battle cry he had delivered at the Hawaii sales conference. "It is 1958, he began. "IBM passes up a chance to buy a young fledgling company that has invented a new technology called xerography. 2 years later, Xerox was born, and IBM has been kicking themselves ever since." The crowd laughed. Hertzfeld had heard versions of the speech both in Hawaii and elsewhere, but he was struck by how this time it was pulsing with more passion. After recounting other IBM missteps, Jobs picked up the pace and the emotion as he built toward the present. "It is now 1984. It appears that IBM wants it all. Apple is perceived to be the only hope to offer IBM a run for its money. Dealers, after initially welcoming IBM with open arms, now fear an IBM-dominated and controlled future, and are turning back to Apple as the only force who can ensure their future freedom. IBM wants it all, and is aiming its guns at its last obstacle to industry control, Apple. Will Big Blue dominate the entire computer industry? The entire information age? Was George Orwell right?" As he built to the climax, the audience went from murmuring to applauding to a frenzy of cheering and chanting. But before they could answer the Orwell question, the auditorium went black and the 1984 commercial appeared on the screen. When it was over, the entire audience was on its feet, cheering.